Hey, it's David Kay, voice of Beast Wars Megatron and TFA Optimus. You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
And Blacharachia, I'll have both their treacherous hides. Yes, I'll melt them down and use them for aluminum siding. Oh, yes, indeed.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers version 2.0, episode 16. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is
Dave, Joe, and Mike. Hello,
good day. So, what's going on?
Transformers Prime, we need to know when season 2 happens, damn it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, alright, well, this isn't really a news story, but this past Saturday, which was the 8th, right? Yeah, the 8th. This past Saturday night, they aired, the Hub aired Transformers Prime, episode 25, which is part 2 of One Shall Rise. Like, I think it was 5 hours after that aired, somehow this coming week's episode leaked onto YouTube, and pretty much everybody and their mother probably watched it, including me. And, yeah, I want to know when the frack Transformers Prime is coming back, because holy shit, they cannot leave the story the way they left it. I mean, this is exactly how you do cliffhangers. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten to watch it yet, so I've been purposely holding off until I can watch all three in a row.
Yeah. No, and I understand that. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been holding off to watch all three in a row.
Not that I haven't wanted to watch them.
But yeah, there's that. What else have I been doing? We've had interviews out the butt this past week. Not literally. To sound dirty about that. Shut up. No, we've had like three interviews in 1 week. Tom Kenny, a return interview with Christy Marks, and Karen Ashley, the yellow, one of the yellow Power Rangers from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So there's that. I've got a ton of interview requests in for different stuff as well coming up. So I'm just waiting to hear back on those. What else? I think that's it, for now at least.
Well, mostly I've been doing more choice voting on BehindTheVoiceActors.com, as well as finally getting scripts to two other projects I'm doing, which one of them is based off an anime called Black Butler, which I was previously unfamiliar with. It's not too bad, actually. I'd watched a couple of them, but only the ones that we've dubbed.
Yeah.
And so it's not too bad. It's actually quite interesting, and I usually end up with a character that's either the sideline character that gets to say something awesome, or the character that is getting beaten and pummeled to a death toll. So it's quite interesting for me, in the least, watching my characters die every episode.
Oh, so you're like Optimus Prime.
Yes. So the other thing that I've been doing is, I haven't been doing anything related to Dark Glass because everybody's busy with their own life crap. So yeah, as far as that's concerned, everything's fine. And then mostly I've been waiting for more information about the Transformers games.
Yep.
As well as freaking the new Batman game, which has nothing to do with Transformers. I'm super excited for that game because I want it.
Yeah, and again, we're going on a tangent here, but did you see that video clip of Harley?
No, I didn't watch it yet, but I've seen enough of the game that, and I've played the first one, mind you. I've seen enough of the first game, or second game, that I have to have it. I'm probably going to download it, though.
Right, the reason why I was asking is because they actually, you know, that Harley video, it shows you what Tara's done with the voice compared to Arlene in the first game.
Ah.
And it sounds pretty damn good. I mean, you know, Arlene Sorkin will always be Harley Quinn, but Tara filling the shoes of that does a damn good job.
I have heard what she's done in, I think, a couple of the clips, and she does sound spectacular.
Yeah. Getting back to Transformers, I'm still looking forward to to getting Transformers Exiles, because I want to read that. My only complaint is it's not in hardcover. And I know that's probably a cost issue or something like that, or maybe... I think Spada told me that Exodus really didn't sell that well in hardcover, so maybe that's why they, with Exiles, they're only putting it out in paperback. But just sometimes paperbacks are so hard for me to read. I mean, I can read them. I've read them in the past, but, you know, paperbacks have that really, really tough binding, whereas, you know, hardcovers, you can just open the page up.
True.
But I'm really looking forward to reading that. You know, with all these, you know, the last three episodes of Prime coming up, as much as I've kind of gotten away from Transformers toys, I really want to see Transformers Prime toys in the store shelves. I just want to see them. I want to see them up close because those toys are going to be so awesome.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I can't wait. I'm so going to buy them. Some of them, anyway. Some of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't buy all of them, no matter how much I'd want to.
Your wife would kill you.
With a fucking spoon. Nobody will get that, for the most part. It's inside joke. But,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, I mean, I'm uber pumped for that. I'm looking forward to getting all the awesomeness of, Transformers coming up.
Yes.
So I think we will cut over to this quick break and we'll be back with the news.
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today using promo code GeekCastRadio at Stitcher.com/GeekCastRadio or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Welcome back to All Things Transformers with the news. And today we're starting out with Transformers Fall of Cybertron, a.k.a. Transformers War for Cybertron 2.
It's going to be so hard for me to call the game what it is called now, just because I'm so used to saying Transformers War for Cybertron or War for Cybertron 2. And I can't be the only person that made this connection with the letters of Fall of Cybertron. It's basically
Transformers fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck. That's what people are going to be saying while they're playing the game.
I want to fucking play you.
They're going to be like, fucking game. That's, I'm going to get a bad rap for this, but that's the Canadian way of saying The F-bomb. No. I'm going to get shot in the face for that one. Shut your face.
I didn't say anything.
I know. Anyways, they have new details on the game. For the press release, they have officially announced it for 2012 release.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Game Informer and various other sources have information detailing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us really expected it this year, obviously. And they did announce it. When rumors first started popping up about it, it was said that it would be sometime in 2012. And I think it's a good marketing strategy for Hasbro because December 1st, 2012, that's, you know, 25 days till Christmas. So, you know, they're already planning to have a holiday season run with the game sales.
And the latest images in the latest Game Informer, either coming out or that is out, they have some awesome images displayed on this.
Yeah, Optimus is beefed up.
Oh, yeah. My only concern about this game is I don't see anywhere where it's listed for a PC release.
Yeah, that's the only thing right now.
And it doesn't say the Wii either, which, I mean, granted, the Wii is irrelevant at this point, but it really worries me there's no PC because I don't have a PS3 or a 360, and I know you don't either.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, now, I remember, and I could be remembering this wrong. I am old, after all, and my memory sucks. When War for Cybertron was first announced, it was announced for PC, Xbox 360, and PS3. And then, like, 3 months down the line, Activision or Nintendo or High Moon or somebody came out with the news story of, oh, War for Cybertron on the Wii, but it's going to be called Cybertronian Adventures. So maybe we'll see a PC and Wii release in a couple months. Maybe we'll see it closer to the actual game release. I mean, maybe we'll see something next summer, you know, as far as more news comes out. Because, like, right now, I mean, the game's a year away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's no real reason at the... I mean, I could see if it was, like, a week before the launch of the thing and it still didn't have a PC release, that's when you get worried.
You're like, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as the website, the TransformersGame.com, all they have is a nice image that you can right-click on and set as your desktop background of the destroying Cybertron with Energon and explosions. And
what's that site, TransformersTheGame.com?
TransformersGame.com, and it's badass. If you just right-click out over Cybertron and you set his desktop background, you have an awesome image. But, this is trailer coming soon, and it says join us on Facebook, and you can like it there. There's no other details there other than Activision, Hasbro, High Moon Studios, and the various ratings.
And I mean, like I said before, you know, we still have at least 6 months to wait for more, you know, more streaming news stories for it. I mean, you know, it's not like one of the movies where they'll put out every little insignificant piece of news, you know, right away.
And they have a pre-order thing on there as well. And the only place it gives you is GameStop.
Yep.
Boo. I'll probably download it from whatever service lets you buy it online and stream it because I don't want to have a disc.
Yeah, I mean, like when I bought... Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. When I bought War for Cybertron, I was late. I was at least... It was at least 2.5-3 months after the game had been released. And I had just seen a copy of it at Target. It was like $10 cheaper than it was originally. So it was like $40. And I was like, yeah, I've got the extra cash at the time. Sure. And I brought it home. And yeah, I'm to the point now when any new game gets released for PC, I'm just going to find whether it's EA's store, whether it's, you know, even Amazon has direct downloadable PC games at this point for big budget games like Need for Speed, like Battlefield, like, you know, that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'll just find a quote unquote legal way to download it.
Yes, a legal way.
Yes, exactly. But no, I mean, I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to hear more stuff about the story. I can't wait to see what characters they're actually going to use in the game. I hope that they bring back Johnny Young Bosch as the voice of Bumblebee, because that would kick ass.
Oh yeah, I definitely love to see that. Any take on original voice actors from the first game would be awesome.
Oh yes.
So yeah, moving on. We have.
I was gonna say, what are we moving on to?
We're moving on to Transformers Prime season finale preview clip.
Yes.
For those of you that have not seen the last three episodes, such as myself, I'll have seen them within like an hour after recording this, so I'm not worried about it. But yeah, those of you that haven't seen it, it gives away some spoilers as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Some big spoilers.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't need to read the spoilers because I've already seen it.
Douchebag! No.
Shut up, Megatron.
I will kill you with my snakes on a plane.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, it looks, you know, that cartoon has had a solid season. You know, there are a couple, I've said this before, there's probably a couple moments here and there throughout the 26 episodes that I just don't care for. But overall, the overall arcing story of season one of Transformers Prime is just fucking amazing.
Oh yeah, I'm uber geeked for season two now that they've really revved up.
Mm-hmm.
It just leaves me wanting more. I'm like, more.
Yes, exactly.
And they need to hurry up with it, because it's not going to be... I'm not going to be a happy Transformer fan. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, there is one good thing. Cartoon Network isn't in charge of it, so you won't get like a, you know, I don't know how much of a break the hub is going to be taking, but I know it won't just air four episodes and then go on like a 6 week or a 6 month break. Unlike certain shows over at Cartoon Network, they chose Star Wars over Thundercats. Anyway.
Boo!
You said it, not me.
I'm just saying, stupid Cartoon Network. Yeah. Star Wars is done. Leave it alone. Can't George Lucas find something else to milk the cow from?
No.
I have nothing better to do than milk the cow. Come here, you damn cow. Moo.
Alright, so... So yeah, there's those teaser images. You know, and again, so far, for those of you who have only seen parts one and part two, again, just great, great storytelling, great effects. The Unicron stuff is awesome. Somebody made a comment that the Unicron manifestations in the, I guess it's a desert or in the mountains, kind of look like, hey, it's Unicron and he's a rock lord.
Nice.
So there is that. For some strange reason, TFW 2005 lumped in the Transformers Exiles stories in the Transformers Prime news. Not sure why. But Transformers Exiles came out this past week in paperback. The epic battles between Optimus Prime and Megatron have long thrilled Transformers fans, but these two giants weren't always great leaders and bitter foes. The new novel continues the electrifying saga that started with Transformers Exodus, unveiling the origins of the conflict, the explosive events that unfolded before Optimus and Megatron arrived Earthside, forever altering the destiny of their kind. I'm extremely excited to read this, but again... I wish it was in hardcover, just like I wish that there was news of a PC copy of Fall of Cybertron.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to Spada about this, and when he was telling me the reason why it probably didn't get a hardcover release, I had also brought up to him, why isn't it, you know, in e-form? And he had told me that it usually takes 3 or 4 months before they do the e-book versions. Which is kind of weird, because every time I look in, like, the iTunes store, I'll see advertisements for, like, day of releases of major books as e-books. And I know Transformers Exodus and Exiles isn't, like, you know, it's not going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. I get that. But I don't know. I am looking very forward to seeing what unfolds in Exiles. So that's that. Very, very cool. I guess we can mention it since it is part of the news. For those of you who have tons and tons of frequent flyer miles, a lot of airlines are going to be showing Transformers Prime and other Hub Network shows on the in-flight entertainment.
I'm not just commenting. There's no need for it. Nobody cares.
Everyone and their mother has iPhones or Androids or some sort of smartphone that will allow you to download the damn thing to your phone. Why would you want to pay? Because first of all, you got to pay for the headphones. I remember headphones used to cost, like when I was like 9 and 10 years old, headphones used to cost like $2 or $3. Now they're probably like, oh, you want to watch it? It's $10 a movie. Or something like that. Something stupid like that. And again, I don't fly a lot. I've flown maybe twice in the past 10 years. But I used to fly all the time because I used to have to fly from Massachusetts to here to meet my dad, you know, to spend time with my dad when he moved back down here and all this and all that. But I just don't see this as news. I mean, unless you're someone who, you know, number one is a huge Transformers fan, and number two, you're flying constantly. I just don't see the importance of this news item.
Yeah, it's kind of useless at this point. Yep. It's
So I guess that's it for the news.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Because, I mean, everything else is like, you know, I'll just mention some of the titles of these stories. Dark of the Moon, now the fourth highest grossing movie of all time. Well, I'm sure next year, when The Dark Knight Rises, it will completely shatter that record for Dark of the Moon. After all, it is the goddamn Batman. But, yeah, it's only preceded by, like, you know, Titanic and Avatar and you know, pretty much anything James Cameron touches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But
I mean, I guess that's good for the franchise that it has that kind of popularity at this point, and it's achieved that you know, a lofty of a goal. But, I mean, it's Transformers. You know, I've said this before on this show. Unless you have a live-action movie, the Transformers fandom is going to be us. It's going to be the people that have been here.
The entire time, yep.
Yeah, for the entire time. You're not going to hold those mainstream people without a movie. Even with Transformers Prime, you know, Transformers Prime, honestly, is an adult show. I don't mean to say that it's, you know, I just don't think that, you know, I don't think it's made for kids of this generation. I just don't. I mean, unless you're, like, you know, teenagers.
It's still made for us in the long run.
True. Transformers the Ride, new image. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, on a lighter note, I think I'll jump over to some Dark Glass news. I just checked the some information on the videos because I don't check my YouTube inbox very often.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I've been getting, like, off and on, I've been getting numerous people saying, hey, has the casting been finalized yet? I want to audition, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you're, like, a year or two late. Because we finalized it last December and then made everybody... Yeah, so all the lines are in, except for, like, two or three people, and that's they're already still working on it, and, like, it's, yeah. Myself, I have to redo some lines, just because I went too overboard with Megatron and some of them. Yeah, we've been getting, as far as the YouTube video for the cast release, a lot of people have been saying, you know, only a couple of characters are off, you know, the models look great, impressed on how similar the voices are to the original, a lot of people wanting to see it finished. There were numerous complaints about Rhinox and Optimus being way off, and then saying Megatron was great, though. Yes. Yes, not to toot my own horn, but... yeah.
Megatron is always tooting his own horn, especially with that rubber ducky he has.
God damn it, I told you to stop mentioning that duck.
What? I see you have it on television, Megatron. It's not like there's, you know, a fan-made movie of a certain dinosaur or anything like that.
Well,
the rubber ducky is in continuity, damn it.
Yes. It does, but I still prefer nobody sees me squeak my duck.
Oh. So would you rather them see you squeak something else? Okay, never mind. Let's move on.
I can squeak my own purple dinosaur parts. What would I need Barney for?
Okay, I wasn't even going there.
Well, you asked. Why do you think I'm always in the tub with the duck?
Hold on. So, Megatron, with Transformers Prime wrapping up, what do you think of the Transformers Prime version of Megatron?
Well, he's like me, mixed with Generation 1 Megatron. So he has some of the half-cocked plans. However, he has the calm and cunning that I possess.
I honestly don't see the TFP Megatron as outside of Welker doing the voice, I don't see him as having those half-baked plans, because Transformers Prime is a fluid story. Yes, there are a couple moments where it's kind of throwaway, but I mean, Megatron has always been one step ahead of everybody.
Yes, however, he is a little bitch of Unicron.
No, actually, he's not. That's kind of a spoiler for you there, Megatron, because, yeah, not really.
So he made Megatron, he made Unicron his bitch.
Kinda.
So it's like Transformers Energon all over again.
No, God, no, it's not as that, oh God, what the hell is wrong with you, Megatron? You need to stop smoking some shit.
I don't smoke shit.
Well, you need to stop smoking that Energon pipe.
I have those good Energon beans.
Okay.
That I eat. And I create nuclear bombs. And I make it into the low road. And I shit on Rhinox.
I think we're going to go to some ads. And then we'll come back and close the show.
What an excellent idea. Yes.
All Things Transformers will be back after these messages.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Greg.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind? That's right. It's Joe news, reviews, and special guests like you've never heard them before delivered right to your MP3 player.
Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right. Hey.
We're just kidding, Chuck. Kinda.
Yeah. Sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right. Hey.
It's What's on Joe Mind. Every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
Can I say something about Transformers?
No!
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
Welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes, or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Stan Bush here, and I dare you to check out Radio Free Cybertron.
This is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. First online in 1999. Yes, 1999. We've been doing this for a while. We are also the official podcast of TFormers.com, and quite frankly, we're pretty awesome. So check us out, tfradio.net.
Now back to all things Transformers.
Alrighty, we're back, and no, we're not talking Transformers Prime this week. We're going to wait till the official release, so not to spoil anybody out there that hasn't seen it, such as myself. So, because I am in process of downloading episodes to upload to PredaconEmpire.com until the Season 1 release comes out, and then I'm deleting them again. Yes. Thankfully, people on YouTube now put them in one clip, for the most part. Depending on where you get them.
I'm wondering if that video is still online. It was yesterday evening. But I find that really, really strange that as soon as episode 2 aired this past Saturday, like 10 hours after that, episode 26, part 3, got leaked onto YouTube in the full... 22-23 minute clip, and I was like, really?
Coincidence? I think not.
Mr. Incredible. Anyway, completely different genre.
Yes.
So, be sure to, as you heard in the break, be sure to, if you have a smartphone, whether it's iPhone, Android, whatever, if your phone is, you know, has a brain, be sure to download the Stitcher app and listen to all our shows over there.
Yes, be sure to do that because that's a good idea.
Yes.
If you don't, well, we can't be held responsible for what happens to you.
Well, to steal a line from Mike Dodd, if you go do it, it makes you 10 times sexier.
I don't think anybody really wanted to hear that.
This part is edited. You'll never know it was here.
Yes. Yes. It was edited. Severely. But no, overall I'm pumped for hopefully people download a lot of the episodes or stream it actually by using our Stitcher app. Make sure you put in Geekcast Radio. Make sure. Do it.
But yeah, that's another way to listen to us. What are you looking forward to in the next few months from Transformers franchise?
Of course, more details on Fall of Cybertron.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it right. As well as more details on the season set of, because you know it's going to be coming, season set of season one Transformers Prime. Of course, you get the first five-parter right off the bat. So, but yeah, that'll be a great thing there. And then I'm waiting to hear what's going to happen with season two and for the toys.
Yep. Everybody's waiting. At this point, as I said earlier in this episode, at this point, for those of us who have already seen Part 3, everybody is chomping at the bit for news about Season 2, when it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't be? Most awesome Transformers show? Not. But,
What?
What? What did you say? No.
No, what did you say?
I said not. It is one of the best Transformers shows. I wouldn't go as far as the best, but it is one of the best.
At this point, Prime and Beast Wars are tied for number one. I would put Beast Machines at number two.
And then I'd put G1 at number three.
And then Animated at number four.
Yeah. I think that's how it'd have to go. It's gonna be a tough fight between Beast Wars and Prime. Depends on what they do in the second season, though.
Oh, I bet they're going to ramp it up.
Oh, they're going to. I kind of figure that, but...
Oh, dude, you are going to freak out when you watch Part 3. Seriously, I freaked out. Close the show, dude, because I'm going to end up spoiling the shit.
I want to know more.
I'll tell you off air.
All right. Thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers version 2.0. If you want to leave us feedback on the show, there are many ways to do this. First, you can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. And yes, now you don't just have Facebook Connect. Now we have Discus, WordPress, Yahoo, Google, Twitter, WordPress, Facebook. Yes, I just repeated one. But anyways, you can log in with all those different forms now. You can leave your comments for a future show. You can call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the name of the show you're leaving the feedback for and your name. And ask Megatron questions, damn it. If you'd like to find out more, please leave iTunes ratings. Please. I haven't checked for this episode or recently, but
I think I checked a couple days ago. There wasn't anything new.
But yes, please leave us feedback in iTunes. Please, I'd like to know what you think. Or you can send email, steve@geekcastradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter. My Twitter name is SCP21. What is your Twitter name?
TFG1Mike.
Thank you for listening to All Things Transformers 2.0. And join us next time when we will discuss only Transformers Prime, the last three-parter, ending out Season 1. I'm Steve Megatron Phillips, and you're...
Orion Pax. Oh, wait, no, sorry. TFG on Mike.
And Megatron saying, blow it out your ass.
What, no yes?
Well, excellent. Yes.
Yes.